Due to the themes of this podcast, listener discretion is advised. Lock your doors, close the blinds, change your passwords. This is Secrets and Spies. Secrets and Spies is a podcast that dives into the world of espionage, terrorism, geopolitics, and intrigue. This podcast is produced and hosted by Chris Carr.
Have you ever wanted to bring spy skills into your daily life? Well, now is your opportunity. On today's special podcast, I'm joined by Gavin Stone and James Foster, and we discuss their upcoming event called Spy Q, and there is a special discount exclusively for listeners of this podcast in the episode. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Take care.
The opinions expressed by guests on Secrets and Spies do not necessarily represent those of the producers and sponsors of this podcast.
Gavin and James, welcome to the podcast. How are you both doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Really well, Chris, thank you.
So you both are holding a really interesting event that I think would be of interest to our listeners called Spy Q. So I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about this event and what inspired you to create it.
Spy Q is an event that we're doing in October on the 27th and 28th. And what we've done, we've taken intelligence officer training from all the world's best agencies. So you've got MI6, CIA, Mossad, all the others. And we've condensed this psychological training given to intelligence officers down to what can be used by civilians. We've taken out all the flash and the bang, and we're going to be able to give people the kind of mental resilience and influence training that intelligence officers receive to give them a massive advantage to absolutely anything they do in life. There's a varied background of this, both from people in the intelligence community who've advised me to do this, but a lot of it came, believe it or not, from my wife, when I'd be getting phone calls regularly with people saying, hey, I've got this problem or I need to sort that. And she sat there one day and said, look, instead of having people ring you up to solve problems all the time, why don't you teach them the methodology you've been taught to think how you think and allow them to solve their own problems? And that was kind of the birth of the concept, as it were, looking at. Great idea. That's
fantastic. A bit like teach a man to fish and then he'll always be able to catch something.
Exactly that, yeah.
Yeah. So before we get into details of the event, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background? I open that to both you and James.
Yeah, I'm happy to kick off, Chris. So officially, I am still working on the books. I'm almost signed off. Complete. And so I can't and wouldn't want to officially say anything on record now. I mean, what I will say, what I think you might find interesting and your listeners might find interesting, is if someone was to publicly say that they worked for MI6, there would be no law against them doing that. But if someone did work for MI6, they would be punished if they did ever share that they worked for MI6. So it's quite an interesting thing to notice for any of your future guests. If they publicly share that they did work for such agency, stands a chance they may not have.
Interesting.
Yeah, there are ways of saying it without saying it. Mm. And, you know, I know you've had some of my friends on in the past who have been former MI6, and what you'll generally hear a lot of people say is something along the lines of, I'm former British intelligence, or I'm a former intelligence operative, or whatever the case may be. So, so my background is I'm former British intelligence. and I've actually spent most of my career as a contractor more so than working directly for the government. Mm. So I've had the best of both worlds. I've officially been on the books for the Ministry of Defence, but also I've gone down the other route of working as a contractor for several different allied governments. And that has been a really great experience, because I've got to learn and make friends with people in the intelligence community and see training on both sides of the fence and how different agencies work.
Thank you for that. So your press release about SpyQ calls this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So what makes SpyQ different from other sort of personal development and leadership trainings?
What makes SpyQ very different from other offerings out there is, where else, first of all, in the world would you find former intelligence officers, former military intelligence, and others in a room in Dorset in the UK giving away tradecraft to civilians? Where else in the world would that happen? That's the first thing to say. Gavin?
Yeah, this is something that has been put together, and we've literally taken the best of the best from, you know, all the leading agencies. You've seen the alphabetic spaghetti of different three-letter agencies that are involved here. But we've also got, you know, special forces, we've got military intelligence, we've got counter-terrorism guys, we've got a good old mix of people that are all going to be serving their part in teaching each and every section of this to the audience that are there. And more importantly, this being the first UK event, we also don't know if we're going to be able to put another one on. even though we've got permission, they may turn around at some point and say, yeah, now we've took a closer look at it, we might put an end to this. So this might be their only chance to be able to cash in.
Is there a risk of undercover attendees suddenly shutting it down?
I would say that is a safe assumption, that there will definitely be somebody. Well, I know for a fact there's going to be somebody there from the government, but whether or not they will put the brakes on it. They won't probably at the event, but they might stop future events.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, fantastic. Sounds very intriguing. Do you think there could be a risk of, some undercover Russians or something in there too?
No. So I've got a KGB friend that's actually helping with the small section, hopefully no undercover Russians. We've got the experts there to help us out with that if there are.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, what kind of techniques and exercises do you think people are going to be able to sort of learn from this event? Can you give us a sort of flavor of what kind of experience they will be having?
One of the many areas that we're going to cover is the power of insider information. And I don't know if you're familiar with a game called the Werewolf game. Have I ever told you about it?
No, I don't think I have. Yeah.
So this was invented by a Russian tactician, believe it or not, and it's to demonstrate the power of insider knowledge. And I have used this with everything from military recruits on the actual army base where this is taking place, right up to intelligence operatives. And what you do is you get around about 30 people to sit in a circle. And when I use the army recruits, what I generally do is I get them to put their beret in front of their face to ensure that there's no cheating. And I'll go around and I will tap four, maybe sometimes six people on the shoulder. And I will tell them, if you've just received a tap on the shoulder, you're a werewolf. If you haven't, you're a villager. If you're a werewolf, take your beret down and look at who the other werewolves are. And then what they do is they take their beret down and I'll say, now what I want you to do is pick two villagers to kill. And they pick two villagers to kill. I say, now, everybody put your berets back on your face. And when I tell you, I want you to all remove your berets. The two people who've been killed will be removed from the circle. And I want you all between you to figure out who the werewolves are. And I watch this time and time again play out exactly the same. The circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until eventually all the villagers are killed. And there's only the werewolves remaining. Mm. And that demonstrates the power of insider information. That's a summarized version of it. And that in itself, it gives you an idea of not just how powerful this insider information is, but we're also going to teach you how to be able to get access to that insider information.
And you mentioned sort of techniques from the CIA, MI6 and Mossad and even the KGB. So how do you translate that intelligence training, which is often sort of classified and mission specific for potentially, you know, everyday civilians who might be coming to this event as well as insiders?
So, apart from mental resilience and kind of extreme influence skills, there's a lot about the strategic thinking side of things and just being able to view things from a slightly different angle. And this goes from everything from people to situations. And I'm going to hand over to James now. He's he's going to talk a little bit about profiling and as well as influence.
Yeah, so some of the, if you think about some of the tradecraft that we will be discussing over the 2 days, it's highly, highly powerful in everyday civilian life. And if you think about in the business world, wanting to, walking into a room and you have some information that you need to discuss with a group of people, knowing full well that you need, by the end of that meeting, to get them all on side and leave that room with a positive outcome. Maybe it's securing funding, maybe it's a promotion that you want. All of this stuff is highly transferable. So some of the things that we'll be talking about over the 2 days, the first thing is elicitation. So that's a method used by tradecraft to CIA, other agencies around the world, to gather information. So we'll talk about elicitation. That simply is making statements to garner information rather than asking questions. And the more, the key thing there is, the more sensitive the information you need, the less questions you should actually ask, which sounds counterintuitive, but that's elicitation. And I won't give away the game today because come to the event, but there are some really powerful statements you can make to garner information. Next, deception detection. So someone on this has written a book on deception detection, but you're in that room and you've made a statement and you're looking for little cues of glances over the room for who's looking at who. Then someone's asking you a question, deliberately point a question, and you're now engaging in conversation. How can you be sure that their intent is pure? And so you're listening between the lines there. So that's deception detection. And then we've got methods around enhanced influence. And again, that's a big subject that we'll be covering in great depth over the 2 days, because there's influence techniques and then there's enhanced influence, both of which we'll be covering. And there's a hugely powerful tradecraft secret that we'll teach, and I will share that today, which is called positive association. And positive association is where we want someone to behave in a particular way. So what we will do is we will offer up some of the traits that we want them to behave in with things that, with ideas and identities that we know they will find appealing. So a business person will like the idea of work ethic and great timekeeping and professionalism. And we will attach the things that we want. So we want them to be really open and we want them to be able to connect with us in a much deeper way. So the people that have great work ethic and great professionalism, guess what? They're also very open and they're able to connect. And it's a hugely powerful, believe it or not, powerful tactic used to influence someone. So these are just some of the many tradecraft secrets that we'll be sharing that would be highly potent and powerful in all walks of life in the civilian world.
I will quickly add that, you know, if you look at what effectively intelligence officers, or what's sometimes known as spies, what they do for a living, they go to a foreign country and convince a complete stranger to go against their very ethics and moral code, betray the country they live in, and risk everything, including sometimes their life or possibly life imprisonment, for very little reward most of the time. So if you can look at those kind of abilities that we're trained in to be able to do that, and you look at how that is transferable to everything from sales, and business, that gives you an idea of, you know, the kind of toolbox people are going to be able to have their to their advantage when they leave this two-day event.
Mm. Who is this event really designed for? Is it just for executives and entrepreneurs, or can anyone benefit from this training?
Go back to an early question, which is, why did we set the business up? Both Gavin and I have had multiple clients through the years where, and also just friends and family members who have come to us for advice. Mm. And they are genuinely from all walks of life. So we're talking about people in the emergency services, say, working in hospitals, working in schools, someone who is starting out their career first, and also someone who runs a FTSE 100 business. And the skills that we teach are for all walks of life. So it isn't just for what one would think a professional working in the city. This is genuinely for all walks of life. If your listeners are someone who wants more from life, wants a step up in the career, wants to start a business, perhaps wants to improve their relationship with their kids, that's also a reason to attend the event. Deeper relationships. Wants to find, maybe feels like there's something more from life and maybe be a part of something, because SpikeU isn't just an event. It's actually a community that we're building and of like-minded individuals who want to leave people better than they find them, who want to improve themselves and others. So that's really the types of people that we would love to come to the event. Gav?
Yeah, I think you've pretty much got that covered there. Yeah, so you know, it will just put people from any position they are in and give them a roadmap to get to where they want to go. And not only that, but it'll also help them identify where they want to go. Some people don't know, they just know that the life they've got isn't necessarily what they want.
And how are these sort of 2 days structured? Is it just like sit-down seminars, or are attendees going to be actively participating and practicing these skills?
There's a bit of all sorts with it. So we've got guest speakers and trainers, as you know, from all over the world, from different agencies and governments and countries and so on and so forth, some are just going to speak about their experience and how, from their experience, you can learn. Others, one, for example, is a friend of mine who is former military intelligence. He's going to be teaching some more of the practical stuff. Two of the topics covered. Number one is how to remember the name of everybody you meet, which is hugely advantageous. Yeah, so many people could. So that's going to be one of the things that he covers. But more importantly, what he's going to do, because this gentleman has been in the Guinness World Book of Records twice for memorizing the random order of 10 decks of cards, so 520 cards, and then on the second time it was either 12 or 13 decks of cards. Wow. So he is a memory master. Yeah. So the practical applications he's going to teach from almost at the beginning is how to be able to retain all of the information that you're going to learn over those 2 days. So you're going to be learning something and instantly putting it into practice and utilizing it.
I was just thinking of, it'd be so nice if we lived in the Matrix, we could just plug in something into your head and like instantly get that skill, because memory is definitely my weakness. But I'd love to improve on that. So be keeping an eye out for that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say you'll be there, so you'll be able to take advantage of that. And that is one of, I mean, there are so many people that are going to be coming and teaching so many different skills. And that one's deliberately taught at the beginning, so you also remember all the skills you're going to learn. So you know, it's going to be very beneficial for everybody coming.
The press release talks about giving people an unfair advantage. So what sort of real world results do you expect participants to see after the event?
A real world example, I'll give you a very, very recent example. I mentioned working with clients before we started SpikeU. And one of those clients will be at the event, and they're a very successful person in their field, which is in the world of procurement. And they started working with me on a particular problem they had with an executive that they worked with. And so the end, I'll start with the end result and maybe work back and tell you a little bit about how we maybe did that. But the end result was this person becoming the boss of the person they had an issue with. And in the process of that, negotiating a six-figure pay rise. So that's the end result. And to work back from that, that it starts with mindset and limiting beliefs, which sounds very airy-fairy, but it starts there. And then it doesn't take as long as you think. That engagement took 3 weeks. 3 weeks, and a process then followed. And over the following 2 months, that person was then replaced, and this person is now currently in. And for anyone wanting to come to the event, you will meet the person I'm talking about, and they will happily tell you what happened. But some of the stuff we talked about, imagine having a half an hour conversation with the right people and designing every part of that conversation in the style of the human that's doing it. So they'll work with us, and we will design a conversation for them where they will be able to leverage everything they're going to learn on the 2 days. So your listeners will be thinking about this. So they might learn some very interesting techniques on elicitation, on persuasion, on behavior profiling. They'll weave that into a half an hour conversation. Doesn't mean we're talking for half an hour. It could only be 10 minutes. But in that 10 minutes, synthesized down is highly efficacy. And at the end of it, the result follows and the process would start. So I've been a little bit ambiguous deliberately because I don't want to give everything away. But a real world result is a former client of mine coming to the event who's negotiated a six-figure pay rise just by using, and I mean a small part of what we're teaching. And I mean a very small part.
It's powerful stuff. We've used this over the years with lots of people. And basically, this is success by design. It's something that, nothing is left to chance. It is, finding your destination and literally drawing yourself a roadmap on how to get there.
Let's take a break and be right back with more. You say that audience members will leave with the mindset of an elite spy. So what does that mindset look like in day-to-day life?
It's just basically a very different approach to the majority of things that you do. And that's whether it's buying a house, finding a perfect partner, setting up a business, whatever the case may be. People tend to have a little bit of a herd mentality or go traditional routes because they don't necessarily know any other way. And I've used this thing in the past for, there's one friend who wanted to buy a house. He didn't want to put all his savings down into a house and then be, mortgaged up for the next however many years. So we use these techniques. He now has a four-bedroom house that has effectively cost him nothing. It's unencumbered, mortgage-free, and it was by the end of it all, he actually ended up making profit. I've used the same techniques for friends, whether they want to buy cars, whether they want to get a job, whether they want to travel the world. The once you change the angle of how you look at certain things, everything becomes not just a little bit easier, but has a whole different bearing on life. And that also goes for people too. You will also look at everybody you meet in a completely different way as well. But that's something that James can cover at the event.
Are you guys doing any one-on-one sessions? I feel like I could do a bit of supercharging in my life.
Yeah, we will be. In fact, I think the VIP ticket holders, I think they actually get a certain amount of coaching with as part of the package.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Well, this takes place in a secret location. Now, without giving too much away, what does that element of secrecy add to the experience?
Yeah. Okay. So, a secret location in Dorset. So I think it's fair to tell everyone it's in Dorset. And the location is deliberately chosen for a number of things. First of all, the location of where it is, many people aren't going to have ever said that they've been in this type of place ever. Not only that, once they're in this place, there are things that we've been able to do where they will never, even if they did get into as a civilian, be able to see. We've been able to unlock other things for them to experience on the day. So that's the first thing. It's really novel and it's quite exciting. The second thing to say is the purpose of coming to the event is for many people to understand information, to then use it in their everyday life to get them the outcomes they want. By doing it where we're doing it, there's research around the efficacy of learning and the retention of what we're doing. So not only are we bringing in a Guinness World Record holder for memory retention, everything about this event, Gavin mentioned success by design. We have thought about everything ahead of this event, where we're doing it, the way the room will be designed. Absolutely every detail has been thought through to ensure that if you come on this course, the chance of you succeeding is incredibly high post-event. Incredibly high.
Yeah.
There will be a few pleasant surprises on a positive note for people that do come along. And the reason it is being held where it is if we did this in a public domain, they would not have got or would not have been able to see some of the things that they're going to see. So, and I'll leave it at that.
Fantastic. So for someone listening right now who is intrigued but on the fence, why should they act now rather than wait?
In my time on Earth, I've met a lot of people. And the types of people that ultimately become successful in their own right, and success is by design for that individual. Success doesn't mean you have to own a yacht, right? But success could mean a beautiful family. But there's something that these people have that means they go after what they want. And often the people that are successful, if you look at it, they are able to make decisions quickly. That could be a decision which is, I don't want to do this, or I'm doing this, or I'm buying this, or I'm not buying this, or I'm not going there, but they do it quite quickly. And they use their own methods to do that. And ultimately, these people often are genuinely open to new ideas. So they use, there's a ratio that they use often, if you look into it, the neuroscience behind it. Seeking new experience versus information in the past, so their learned experience, that's how they arrive at decisions. And the sweet spot for that isn't 50-50. It's actually leaning more towards seeking new experience. Mm. They might not be sure that they are open to it. And these, if you look at the history, all the data sets, if you read into this, and I've done more reading than I care to have done on this, but the data sets show that anyone who is successful in their life, and again, I will caveat that with, doesn't mean you need to own a yacht. It can generally be a beautiful family, right? And that's gold for many people. Their decision-making quality is very, very good, but it's how quickly they do it.
And of course, because there's a couple of things to take into account here, and that is, for anybody who's ever seen the film Yes Man, that's part and parcel of the reason that we're doing this today. And James can tell you more in depth about this one day, maybe in the bar at the event. But the thing is you know the experiences you get by just saying yes, I'm just going to go for it. It broadens your horizons something chronic. And now is the chance, because if it is stopped, if the government or any governments decide, you know, you're revealing too much, this might not ever be able to be done again. And if it is done again, maybe not to the exact same standards, depths or levels of what we're doing it. So rather than missing out, now is the time to take advantage.
Yeah. So in the words of Ian Fleming, say yes to adventure.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
So finally, where can listeners go and find out more and secure their spot?
Yep. So the website is www.spyq, that's S-P-Y and the letter Q, .co.uk. And we're on all the social media, usual social media sites where, you know, if you type in SpyQ, you'll find us. And they're all very, very fresh. So, yeah, there's not a massive amount of posts on there yet, but there will be more.
And listeners here, so we have, you will get a 10% discount if you book on the site. So there's a code, which is secrets and spies 10. So it's secrets ampersand spies 10, and that will get you a 10% discount on any tickets that you purchase. And I will be at the event, so I'll be able to meet you in person. So it'd be nice to meet some of our listeners in the flesh at the event. So I'm very much looking forward to this. So thank you very much, guys, for joining me on the show and telling us about the event.
No problem. Thank you for having us, Chris.
Pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Listening. This is Secrets and Spies.